You guys getting anything else? I mean, I mentioned pineapple, but you guys tasting anything else in the cheese?
It's Sunday, and 27-year-old Najib Chuaf is preaching the gospel of good cheese, leading members of the Afton Mountain Vineyard Club in a wine and cheese tasting event, one of three scheduled for this afternoon alone. He offers freshly cut wedges with a word of introduction.
Next cheese we have up is called Rachel. Rachel is a washed rind raw goat's milk cheese from England. The cheesemaker named it after an ex-girlfriend of his. He describes the cheese as being sweet, curvy, and a little nutty.
As people sniff and nibble, he explains the making of each cheese, including his personal favorite, Gruyère de Comté.
I describe it as my desert island cheese. If I could only have one for the rest of my life, this is it. This is Comté aged by Marcel Petit, who has an old abandoned fort in the Alps called Fort Saint-Antoine, where he has miles of tunnels that he ages these cheeses in. Comté is strictly controlled as far as how it can be made. You have to have a certain amount of grass per cow. It can only come from one breed. The milk can only be 13 kilometers away from where the cheese is made.
He delves into history and chemistry, explaining that specks of white on cheese are nothing to fear.
You see like the vacuum-sealed cheddars in the grocery store that get white? That's calcium. I mean, if it's fuzzy, it's probably mold. If it's white, it's probably not going to hurt you. If it's green, it's probably not going to hurt you. Pink, orange, red, probably don't want to chance it. If you see mold growing on it, cut it off. The Virginia Department of Agriculture guidelines, like if I have cheese that gets mold on it, you have to cut a quarter inch deeper into the cheese away from the mold, and you can keep selling it. And they are incredibly stringent.
He assures the group it's fine to eat the rind, with two exceptions.
Goudas are usually wrapped in wax. Cheeses like Manchego are coated in what's called Plasticoat. It's a liquid plastic that hardens. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not very pleasant.
And he explains good cheese hygiene. Refrigerators are too cold and dry, so cheese should be stored on the kitchen counter, wrapped in special paper from France.
It's microperforated to allow gas exchange so that the cheese stays fresher much, much longer. It's really the only way to keep cheese good. I mean, cheese is alive. That's the most important thing to remember. So it's continuing to off-gas, and that gets trapped in underneath the plastic and makes the cheese go bad much, much faster.
In college, Chuaf majored in music, not cheese, but he gladly ditched his cello for the chance to become a certified cheesemonger. He worked on a farm in Scottsville, tended a herd of goats, and dabbled in making his own cheese before getting a job at the cheese counter of Whole Foods.
It took about a week, maybe two, of selling cheese to realize this is what I want to do.
And then it was on to the annual Cheesemonger Invitational, a contest that honors true curd nerds. Chuaf was one of 60 people in competition.
They bring out seven cheeses. You have to name what milk is used, pasteurized or raw, country of origin, age, style of cheese, and the name of the cheese. You have to sell cheese to judges, cutting exact weights by eye, wrapping speed, and then at the end they did a pairing competition where the brewmaster at Brooklyn Brewery came out with two beers that had not been released yet, ran around this big warehouse, found a cheese to pair with one of them, got up in front of the 2,000 people who were there, and talked about why our pairing worked.
When he placed second behind his mentor, Chuaf knew it was time to open his own shop, Flora Artisanal in Charlottesville. In our next report, we'll get his take on Virginia cheese and hear from another expert who says America's in the midst of a gooey, delicious renaissance, rivaling Europe for the quality of its cheese. I'm Sandy Houseman.